Gottfried Rieck now owns and operates one of the world's most authentic and luxurious trains. The Majestic Imperator is a train that has carried royalty, including the Empress Elizabeth, once considered the most beautiful woman in the world. But it wasn't beauty that fueled Gottfried's passion. It was simply a love of locomotives.
For about 15 years, I go to my parents and said, "Mother, father, I stopped high school. I want to become an engine driver." My mother said, "Boy, you're crazy. You started as a stoker on a steam locomotive. You work in the night, you work on the weekend, and you never earn money with this job." But I said to my mother, "Mother, this is the voice in my heart, and I do it." I was very happy in this time, yes. I started as a stoker. It was a very, very hard work. We pull 5 to 10 tons of coal every day in the locomotive and have a lot of training. And if I was 23 years, I was the youngest engine driver in Europe who go with high-speed trains. And then I go 18 years as locomotive driver and was very, very happy in this time. It was a hard business, but very successful.
And how did you go from being an engine driver to actually owning this incredible train that sort of conjures up this bygone era?
The idea started in the end of my career as a locomotive driver. A friend of mine, he said to me, "Gottfried, can you organize a party in a train with a lot of music, a lot of drinks, a lot of food, like the Orient Express?" And I said, "This is a very good idea. I organize a party in a very old train." And then I find the idea behind is 100 years ago, the very rich people, they owned private train carriages. And the emperors and the kings in Europe, they owned private trains. Then was the idea to work with a train like 100 years ago. The start was very, very hard. To find old carriages, to find investors for the money. These carriages are very, very expensive. Each carriage walks 20 men a half year. We have a lot of antiques in this train. This train is also a museum. But I realized my dream. A lot of famous people go with this train, and people are very happy in this train.
What's inspired the interior of the train? Have you actually copied a train that used to actually exist?
Yes. Emperor Francis Joseph and Empress Sissi, they owned the train. My interest was to rebuild a train like this. And so this is a copy of the imperial train. I find the old maps and old plans, and then I do our best to make the same train like 100 years ago. For example, in one carriage is the original mirror from the salon carriage of Empress Sissi. In another highlight in this train, there's a napkin. Francis Joseph used this napkin on the 9th of September 1867, and this napkin is never washed. That means in this train is also the DNA from Emperor Francis Joseph. In another carriage, the original carpet from the Royal Box from the Vienna State Opera. Every evening, Francis Joseph and Empress Sissi sit in the Royal Box. This curtain hangs in front of the box, and so the guests in the opera can see the Emperor is tonight in the opera. My wish is all our guests are like kings or emperor, and so this curtain is in three carriages on the wall.
Each carriage is slightly different. So, for example, the one that I was sitting in was all kind of tables and chairs and so on, so it was very suited for dining. But actually, the carriage that we're sitting in now is much more of like a living room. So talk me through the different types of carriages and how they're used differently.
This train is a commercial train, yes. We have also a disco in the train, we have a cigar lounge, we have dining cars, we have salon carriages. That means there are sitting place and the dining room in one carriage. All carriages are different, but in the same style. We have compartments, very comfortable compartments. If the guests want more quiet to talk together, they can in one room. It's for six people, each is for six people, and yeah, it's very comfortable. Normally, this train is a charter train, but we have some maybe 15 trains every year where the passengers can buy tickets. We have a theater train, we have opera train, we have dinner trains. In a wonderful landscape, we go in the Danube Valley, in the Wachau, or we visit castles. Yes, and so it's possible for people to enjoy this train.
That's Gottfried Rieck, owner of the Majestic Imperator luxury train in Austria.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.